Right then. So, welcome back, everyone. We are just jumping headfirst into the LibTour this year.
Yeah.
I mean, literally straight into the thick of it, because we're going to be talking about the first event of the season.
Oh, yes. Straight in.
The OCO Spring Cup.
Yeah.
As always, a quick reminder of how the LibTour works. We've got 18 events across the year.
Yeah.
And, well, all of them contribute to the team score.
Yeah.
Which is
huge, huge. It's a
really big deal for everyone involved, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, there's 800 quid up for grabs for the top three teams, 500 for first, 200 for second, 100 for third. That's not bad, is it?
Not at all. So, yeah, this first event we're looking at today, the OCO Spring Cup, it happened on, it was Saturday the 5th of April, wasn't
it? Yeah, 5th of April, Saturday. And it was Stableford this time.
So it's all Stableford scoring, which should make things, interesting as always. But really, what we're trying to do today is, you know, look at this first event and see what we can learn from it. You know, who are the standout performers? How did the teams do? That sort of thing.
It's that first glimpse into the season, isn't it? Kind of sets the scene for what's to come.
Yeah, exactly. So let's start with the individual performances, shall we? I mean, mm-hmm. Someone has to win the thing. And this time it was Paul Wood, wasn't it?
Yeah, Paul Wood from Shanks and Big Hook took the top spot and he did it in style. 41 points playing off a handicap of 25.
Wow. Okay. So that's some seriously good golf, especially for a 25 handicapper, you know. And he won 55 quid for that too, didn't he?
He did, yeah. That'll buy a few pints down the clubhouse.
It certainly will. But what's impressive about this score to me, and I think this is worth highlighting, is the consistency.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, he shot a gross 47 out and then 45 inches.
Yeah.
So, you know, no real dips in form. He was just solid throughout the round.
Consistent, yeah. And that's what you need, isn't it? That's how you rack up those points, especially in Stableford, and especially off a 25 handicap. He was 5 under par.
Yeah, impressive stuff. So, okay, Paul Wood takes the crown, but who was snapping at his heels?
Well, coming in a close second, we had Lee Merriweather from the Swingers.
Okay.
He got 40 points, 4 under par, won 30 quid for that, which is, you know.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
Not bad at all for a day's work.
Especially since it sounded like he did most of his damage on the front nine, didn't he?
Oh, he did, yeah. 22 points out of his 40 came on those first 9 holes. So,
ooh.
Yeah, like a man possessed.
Yeah, amazing. And then third place, we had Steve Dixon, right?
Steve Dixon, yes. Another Shanks and Big Hook player.
Okay, so Shanks and Big Hook already looking strong. And he used his wild card, didn't he?
He did, yeah. Played it smart, too. Scored 39 points, which gets adjusted down to 36 for the individual standings because of his 13 handicap. Still at even par, though, and a cool 25 quid richer.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it, how the wild card works?
Yeah.
Because it really does add a whole new dimension to the team tactics.
Oh, absolutely. You've got to be clever with it, pick the right moment, the right player. And it looks like Shanks and Big Hook might have already mastered that.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. There's a long season ahead. Okay, so apart from the top three, who else caught your eye in the individual scores?
Well, there were a couple other solid performances at even par. John Ashen from the Eurekas playing off 9, and Justin Gledhill Carr from regular flex, handicap 12, both got 36 points, which is, you know, respectable stuff.
Yeah. Solid golf.
Yeah.
Always good to see. Any other notable wild card action, you know? Mm-hmm. Besides Steve Dixon.
Oh, there were a few. Suki Saran from Big Sticks used their wild card and bagged 38 points. That adjusted down to 35 because of their 29 handicap. So plus one. Not bad.
Not bad at all. Okay, so wild card's definitely playing a role already. Anything else?
Yeah, Terry Hare from the Eurekas, he used his wild card as well. Scored 37 points, adjusted down to 34 with his 26 handicap. 2 over par, so, you know, decent result with the wild card in play.
Definitely helping out the team there. Anyone else?
One more. Paul Salvage from the Swingers
also
used his wild card. Got 37 points, adjusted down to 34 with his 10 handicap. So another 2 over par finish.
Okay, so wild cards flying all over the place. It's really interesting to see how teams are using them. I mean, some real tactical decisions being made already.
Yeah, definitely. It's a long game, this LibTour. And every point counts.
Yeah. Well, speaking of points, maybe it's time for the less glamorous end of the leaderboard.
Oh, you want a name and shame, do you?
Well, not shame exactly, but, you know, a little bit of lighthearted ribbing. Never hurt anyone, did it? And besides, you know, everyone has an off day.
True enough.
So I guess we should start at the very bottom, shouldn't we? Henry Jackson from the Eurekas. Playing off an 8 handicap, he ended the day on 18 points.
Ooh, ouch. Plus 18? That's
a tough day at the office. I mean, maybe he needs a stronger coffee next time.
Maybe he left his clubs at home. Who knows?
Or maybe he just, you know, discovered a newfound love for the rough. You know, some people like a challenge, right?
That's one way to look at it.
And then just a little bit higher up, we had Graham Marshall from Bowls Deep.
Ah, Bowls Deep.
With a 17 handicap, he managed 20 points, which is, you know, still plus 16.
Mm-hmm.
So not exactly setting the world on fire.
Maybe he got lost on the way to the course and only had time for like three holes
and a quick pint in the clubhouse, probably.
Exactly.
Right. And then just above Graham, we have Gareth Coulter from Regular Flex.
Yeah.
Playing off a 10 handicap, finished on 21 points, so plus 15. Maybe he met every single water hazard the course had to offer.
That's got to be frustrating.
Oh, I bet. Especially if you're someone who likes to keep their ball dry. And then we've got two players tied on 24 points. That's plus 12.
Right.
Chris Stevens from Two Ballers playing off 20. And Kelvin Monroe from Big Sticks with a 9 handicap.
Mm.
So a bit of a mixed bag there handicap-wise.
Yeah.
But, yeah, plus 12 for both of them.
Hmm. Maybe they were admiring the scenery a little too much, you know?
Mm.
Sometimes you just got to soak it all in.
Absolutely. But, I mean, hopefully they were also, you know, soaking up some golf knowledge at the same time, you know, learning from their mistakes. You hope so.
Right. Okay, so we've had some fun with the individual scores, but let's get down to the real nitty-gritty.
Yeah, the team stuff.
The team competition, because this is what the LIV Tour is all about, isn't it?
It is. It's all about the team glory.
It is. So just a quick reminder for anyone listening who might not be totally familiar with how it works. The team score is calculated by taking the best two individual scores from each team.
Right.
And then obviously factoring in any wildcard adjustments. So with all that in mind, who emerged victorious after the OCO Spring Cup?
Well, it was a pretty convincing win for Shanks and Big Hook. They stormed ahead with a total of 80 points.
80. Wow. That's a huge score, isn't it?
It is. And remember, that's Paul Wood's 41 points plus Steve Dixon's wildcard adjusted 39. So yeah, really strong performance from them.
I mean, 80 points, that's a real statement of intent, isn't it? It's like they're saying, we're here to win this thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, not only do they get bragging rights, but they also get their Fiverr entry fee back.
Ah, the Fiverr.
Crucial. Very important. But I mean, the bigger picture is, they've got 8 points towards the overall season team standing. So they've got a nice little cushion already.
Yeah.
Okay, so Shanks and Big Hook are off to a flying start. Who came in second?
Second place went to the Swingers. They put in a very respectable performance with 77 points. That was Lee Merriweather's 40 points, combined with Paul Salvage's wildcard adjusted 37.
Yeah, not bad at all. And they pick up 7 points towards the season standings, which is, you know, they're right up there challenging.
They are. They're in the mix.
So two very strong teams at the top. What about third place?
Well, rounding out the podium, we had the Eurekas with 73 points. That's Terry Hare's wildcard adjusted 37 points, plus John Ashen's 36.
Okay, so the Eurekas also showing some good early form.
They are, yeah. They're definitely a team to watch, especially with Terry Hare's wildcard coming into play like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I'm just looking at the rest of the team scores here. It looks like we had a tie for fourth place, didn't we?
We did, yeah. Regular Flex and Two Ballers both finished on 66 points.
66 points each. So just to clarify for anyone listening who might be wondering how that works, when teams are tied on points, the tiebreaker goes to the team whose highest placed individual finished higher in the event.
Right. So in this case, Justin Gledhill Carr from Regular Flex finished higher individually than Tony Money from Two Ballers. So
they take fourth?
Regular Flex take fourth place and Two Ballers fifth.
But they both get the same 5 and 4 points for the team standing.
Correct, yeah. 5 points to Regular Flex and 4 points to Two Ballers.
Okay, and then below them, we had another tie.
Another tie, yes. This time it was Big Sticks and Buggy Boys, both on 62 points.
So Big Sticks take sixth on the tiebreaker and Buggy Boys seventh.
Correct, again.
And they get 3 and 2 points respectively for the season standing.
Yep, that's right. 3 points to Big Sticks and 2 to Buggy Boys.
Okay, so that leaves Balls Deep bringing up the rear.
Bringing up the rear.
With 60 points.
60 points.
Yeah.
And one solitary season point.
Yeah. They'll want to improve on that next time out.
Yeah. I mean, it's early days, but there's already a pretty significant gap emerging, isn't there, between those top three teams and the rest of the field.
There is, yeah. Shanks and Big Hook have really laid down a marker.
Yeah. They've come out all guns blazing, haven't they? Both in terms of individual performances and that really smart use of the wild card.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because the wild card doesn't actually affect the individual scores, just the team score.
Yeah.
So it's all about strategy. The captains have got to be thinking ahead, thinking about the bigger picture.
Yeah. And there's some big personalities captaining these teams, aren't there? I mean, you've got Tom Whitelaw at Balls Deep, Suki Saran leading Big Sticks, Kyle Dean for Bogey Boys, mm-hmm. David Washer at Regular Flex, Anthony Elisak steering two ballers, Steve Dixon doing double duty captaining and playing for Shanks and Big Hook, and Chris O'Donohue leading the swingers. It's a real clash of the titans, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And it'll be fascinating to see how those personalities and those strategies develop over the course of the season.
It will, because, I mean, one thing's for sure, this is just the beginning.
Yeah.
It's a long season.
Yeah.
And anything can happen. Players can hit form, they can lose form,
right.
Teams can gel, they can fall apart.
Exactly. It's all to play for.
It is. And, you know, we've seen some really interesting things already in this first event. Paul Wood's amazing individual win, Shanks and Big Hook's dominant team performance. And like you said, those first hints of how these teams are going to shape up, who's got the potential, who might struggle.
Yeah.
It's all very exciting, isn't it?
It is. And this is what makes the Lib Tour so compelling. You just never know what's going to happen next.
Well, on that note, I guess I'll leave our listeners with a question.
Oh, yeah. Considering what we've seen today, considering how these teams are starting to take shape, and considering the whole wild card strategy that's in play, which teams do you think are going to adapt best? Who's going to be up there challenging Shanks and Big Hook come the end of the season? It's going to be a really interesting journey to follow, that's for sure. So make sure you stick with us. We'll be back after every single Lib Tour event to break it all down for you. But for now, thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the OCO Spring Cup. We'll see you next time.
See ya.
Cheers.